Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the midday news. The headlines: Treasury opposition face off over various issues leads to disruption in Parliament. Rajya Sabha adjourned for the day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi releases compendium of complete works of great Tamil poet Subramanya Bharati on his birth anniversary. Grand finale of 7th edition of Smart India Hackathon begins across India. Prime Minister to interact with participating innovators via video conferencing this evening. President Draupadi Murmu to honour 45 awardees with National Panchayat Awards at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. Delhi records coldest morning of the season today as mercury drops to 4.9 degrees Celsius. And in chess, India's D. Gukesh to challenge Chinese Grandmaster Ting Lihuan in the penultimate round of World Chess Championship 2024. Both Houses of Parliament today witnessed heated exchange of words between the Treasury and Opposition Bench MPs on various issues. The Rajya Sabha was adjourned for the day, while the Lok Sabha till 2 p.m. When the Upper House assembled after the first adjournment at 12 noon, Leader of the House and Union Minister J.P. Nadda demanded a discussion in the House over the issue of alleged links of Congress leaders with US-based George Soros Foundation. He said this alleged link poses a serious threat to the sovereignty and security of the nation. He accused Congress-led opposition of deviating the attention of the people from this issue by bringing a no-confidence motion against Chairman Jagdeep Dhankhar. Earlier, when the House met this morning, Chairman Jagdeep Dhankhar rejected the adjournment notices moved by the opposition MPs on various issues. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju condemned the opposition for their notices of no confidence motion against the chairman of the Rajya Sabha. He said Congress Party should apologize for this and the government will foil every attempt which is designed to malign the image of the chair. Rejecting the charges of Mr. Rijiju, Congress leader Pramod Tiwari said they believe in the Constitution. He accused the NDA government of making attempts to alter the Constitution. Leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, has said that it is the responsibility of the government to run the parliament and his party is in favour of smooth conduct of the House. Talking to reporters outside parliament today, Mr. Gandhi said his party wants debate and discussion on the constitution, which is scheduled on the 13th of this month.
मगर हमने डिसीजन लिया है कि ये जो भी प्रोवोकेशन करें इनको हम करने देंगे बट हम हाउस को रन कराएंगे हम चाहते हैं कि डिबेट हो डिस्कशन हो 13 तारीख को कमिटमेंट था कि कॉन्स्टिट्यूशन पे डिबेट होगा हम चाहते हैं कि वो डिबेट हो और हम हाउस को रन करने देंगे
On the ruckus in Parliament, BJP MP and party spokesperson Dr. Sudhanshu Trivedi said the main reason for the disruption is that India Bloc has lost confidence in the Congress and there have been attempts to cover it. He alleged that the no-confidence motion brought against Rajya Sabha chairman is part of the cover-up by the Congress party.
कांग्रेस के प्रति इंडी गठबंधन के दलों का अविश्वास अब प्रकट रूप में सामने आ गया है तो उस अविश्वास को कवरअप करने के लिए यह अविश्वास प्रस्ताव लाया गया है वास्तविकता में यह कांग्रेस पार्टी के प्रति इंडी गठबंधन का अविश्वास है इसलिए महामहिम राष्ट्रपति के ऊपर यह अनर्गल निराधार आरोप लगाकर अपनी असफलता का बचाव करने का प्रयास
Prime Minister Narendra Modi has released the compendium of complete works of Tamil poet and freedom fighter Subramanya Bharati in New Delhi today. Addressing on the occasion, the Prime Minister paid tribute to Subramanya Bharati, stating that as the country is celebrating the birth anniversary of the great poet, I bow to him with respect.
ये संकलन रिसर्च स्कॉलर्स के लिए बहुत मददगार साबित होगा आज गीता जयंती का पावन अवसर भी है श्री सुब्रमण्य भारती जी की गीता के प्रति गहरी आस्था थी और गीता ज्ञान को लेकर उनकी समझ भी उतनी ही गहरी थी उन्होंने गीता का तमिल में अनुवाद किया उसकी सरल और सुगम व्याख्या भी की और आज देखिए आज गीता जयंती सुब्रमण्य भारती जी की जयंती और उनके कामों के प्रकाशन का संयोग यानी एक प्रकार से त्रिवेणी संगम है.
Mr. Modi said that he is honored to release a compendium of Mahakavi Subramanya Bharati's works. The Prime Minister mentioned that Subramanya Bharati's vision for a prosperous India and the empowerment of every individual continues to inspire generations. The grand finale of the 7th edition of Smart India Hackathon SIH 2024 is being held across various centres in the country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will interact with young innovators at the grand finale of the Smart India Hackathon 2024 at 4:30 p.m. via video conferencing today. Over 1,300 student teams are participating at the grand finale being held at 51 centres across the country. The Prime Minister will also address the gathering on the occasion. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he is looking forward to join the very special program. Our correspondent reports that this year more than 250 problem statements have been submitted by 54 ministries, departments, state governments and industries.
The grand finale of the 7th edition of Smart India Hackathon is in full swing. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan virtually inaugurated the grand finale this morning.
Aaj hi pehla din hackathon 36 ghanta non-stop chalne wala hai ki aapki ye mehnat nishchit roop mein Bharat jo aaj vishwa ki 5th largest economy bana hai aap hi ki leadership mein ye 3 number banne wala hai aur aane wale jo amrit kal mein 2047 tak hum vishwa mein ek knowledge based economy ke madhyam se दुनिया की विशेष करके ग्लोबल साउथ की विकास की मॉडल बनने वाले हैं और भारत विश्व की ग्रोथ इंजन बनेगा. इस सब की ड्राइवर और पायलट आप ही लोग हो.
द सॉफ्टवेयर एडिशन विल रन नॉन स्टॉप फॉर 36 आवर्स व्हाइल द हार्डवेयर एडिशन विल कंटिन्यू अंटिल 15th ऑफ दिस मंथ. अलोंग विद सॉल्विंग द प्रॉब्लम स्टेटमेंट्स द टीम्स कैन ऑल्सो सबमिट देयर आइडियाज इन स्टूडेंट इनोवेशन कैटेगरी अगेंस्ट एनी ऑफ द 17 थीम्स लिंक्ड टू सेक्टर्स ऑफ नेशनल इंपॉर्टेंस. आदर्श फॉर आकाशवाणी न्यूज दिल्ली.
In Punjab, Lovely Professional University near Jalandhar is hosting 37 teams, while Chandigarh College of Engineering in Mohali is hosting 25 teams. In Tamil Nadu, the hackathon is being held with 21 teams at Sri Krishna College, Coimbatore, 20 teams at Excel Engineering College at Namakkal, 21 teams at the Sai Ram Engineering College at Chengalpet, and 20 teams at the St. Joseph's Engineering College, Chengalpet. In Hyderabad, the software edition of the Smart India Hackathon is underway at IIT Hyderabad and Vardhaman College of Engineering in Hyderabad with around 400 students. Union Electronics and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the government is ready to make a law governing artificial intelligence AI if there is consensus in the House.
A lot of consensus is required to be created around this, because these are issues where the freedom of speech comes on the one hand and the accountability and having a proper real news network getting created on the other hand. So these are things which are basically which need to be debated, and if the House agrees and if there is a consensus in the entire society, we can come up with a new law. We are open to that idea.
Replying to supplementaries in the Lok Sabha today, Mr. Vaishnav said a balance is needed to be struck between freedom of expression and legal framework on AI based on ethics. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman emphasized today that governments and industries worldwide need to work together to restore global calm. Addressing the gathering at the opening plenary session of CII's Global Economic Policy Forum in New Delhi, Ms. Sitharaman highlighted that the global priority in this decade should be to restore normalcy. She said war and disruption must be avoided, as they are the main causes of supply chain disruptions. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. President Draupadi Murmu will confer the National Panchayat Awards 2024 in New Delhi today. This year, a total of 45 awardees have been selected under various categories, reflecting a wide spectrum of achievements in grassroots governance and community development. On the sidelines, Union Panchayati Raj Minister Rajiv Ranjan Singh, also known as Lalan Singh, will unveil a booklet titled Best Practices on Works of Awardee Panchayats, which documents the innovative and impactful practices of award-winning panchayats. A report.
The National Panchayat Awards 2024 plays a significant role in recognizing and encouraging panchayats for their efforts in poverty alleviation, health, child welfare, water conservation, sanitation, infrastructure, social justice, governance, and women empowerment. The recognition aims to inspire other panchayats to adopt best practices and contribute to the holistic development of rural India. This year, nearly 1.94 lakh gram panchayats participated in the competition. 42% of the awardee panchayats are led by women. The selection process involved an in-depth appraisal of panchayat's performance across various thematic areas aligned with the localization of sustainable development goals. Priya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi wished people on the occasion of Gita Jayanti today. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the holy festival is celebrated as the birthday of the divine scripture that guides Indian culture, spirituality and tradition. Delhi today recorded the coldest morning of the season, with the national capital Safdarjung station recording a temperature of 4.9 degrees Celsius. According to the Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, a cold wave is defined as a minimum temperature less than or equal to 10 degrees Celsius for plains when the temperature deviation is 4.5 to 6.4 degrees Celsius. Talking to Akashwani News, IMD scientist Naresh Kumar has said cold wave conditions are likely to continue over the northwestern region of the country during the next 5 days. In Bangladesh, a total of 88 cases related to incidents involving minorities were filed from August the 5th to October the 22nd of this year. Briefing media in Dhaka yesterday, Shafiqul Alam, the chief advisor's press secretary, revealed that 70 people were arrested in connection with these incidents. Extremely critical fire weather conditions have emerged in California after a large wildfire grew to over 10 square kilometers. The fire, which started in Malibu Creek State Park in Los Angeles County, has caused large-scale evacuations and the closure of a segment of the Pacific Coast Highway. An investigation into the cause of the fire is currently underway. In the FIDE World Chess Championship, Indian Grandmaster Domaraju Gukesh will take on defending champion Ting Li Hsien of China in the 13th game in Singapore today after a day's rest. The match is scheduled to begin at 2:30 p.m. IST. Gukesh will play with the white pieces. In domestic cricket, Madhya Pradesh stormed into the semi-final of Syed Mushtaq Ali Trophy, defeating Saurashtra by 6 wickets at the Alur Cricket Stadium in Bengaluru today. After being invited to bat first, Jaydev Unadkat led Saurashtra, scored 173 for 7 in the stipulated 20 overs with Chirag Jani's knock of 80 not out of 45 balls. In response to this, Rajat Patidar led Madhya Pradesh managed to chase the score with 4 balls remaining. In women's cricket, the third and final game of the 3-match ODI series between India and Australia is currently underway at the Wagha ground in Perth. Australia scored 298 for 6 in the stipulated 50 overs with Annabelle Sutherland's brilliant ton. For India, Arundhati Reddy bagged 4 wickets. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Treasury opposition face-off over various issues leads to disruption in Parliament. Rajya Sabha adjourned for the day. Prime Minister Narendra Modi releases compendium of complete works of great Tamil poet Subramanya Bharati on his birth anniversary. Grand finale of 7th edition of Smart India Hackathon begins across India. Prime Minister to interact with participating innovators via video conferencing this evening. President Draupadi Murmu to honour 45 awardees with National Panchayat Awards at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi. Delhi records coldest morning of the season today as mercury drops to 4.9 degrees Celsius. And in chess, India's D. Gukesh to challenge Chinese Grandmaster Ding Li Shen in the penultimate round of World Chess Championship 2024. And with that, we end the midday news.